So I know this anti-CD19 agent being used with diffuse large B-cell that hopefully will be approved is AxiCell. An oncologist wakes up one morning, end of this year, next year, and finds out that this agent is approved. Is this something that they ought to start thinking about as soon as they see somebody relapse after transplant? What about even up front in patients with a very poor prognosis, double hit, for example?
Yeah, I think these are important questions, and it's clearly something that's going to evolve. I think at the time of initial approval, and we'll have to see how specific the label ends up being, but I suspect it'll fairly closely resemble the clinical trial. And that really took patients who are an unmet medical need. These were patients with relapsed or refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma who'd relapsed after had at least two prior lines of therapy and had either relapsed after an autologous stem cell transplant or were not a candidate for an autologous stem cell transplant. And in those patients right now who meet those criteria, I would absolutely start thinking about AxiCell. Now, for those patients at their first relapse of DLBCL, who are candidates for second-line therapy, R-ICE, R-DHAP, et cetera, then that would still be recommended for those patients. And only if they fail to respond to that therapy would they meet the eligibility criteria for CAR T-cell therapy. Otherwise, I would say that those patients have to have relapsed after multiple prior lines of therapy, at least two prior lines, or after an autologous stem cell transplant. I think the future raises the question of whether this therapy does move earlier in the course of disease. We've seen that the median number of prior therapies in these studies is high, usually three or four prior lines of therapy, meaning these are pretty beat up patients and oftentimes have had prior stem cell transplant. And so I think right now, while we would target those patients, I think the next question is going to be, what about for these patients who would be candidates for autologous stem cell transplant, but we know that autologous stem cell transplant only cures a minority of these patients who are in their first relapse. So should CAR T-cell therapy replace autologous stem cell transplant at first relapse? And that's a tantalizing idea. My personal prediction, and right now one could only predict, is that the writing is on the wall for autologous stem cell transplant, and that I think that the randomized trials that change the standard of care are taking a patient at first relapse, randomizing them to a CAR T-cell-based approach or a traditional salvage chemotherapy and stem cell transplant approach. And my prediction would be that the CAR T-cell approach is going to look better with a higher durable remission rate. And I think that's probably where the future goes. I think in the upfront setting, at least right now, it's going to be hard to make that justification given the overall success rate of standard therapies, including R-CHOP, and even in high-risk subsets, things like dose-adjusted EPOCH-R for double-hit lymphomas. It is encouraging that multiple trials of CAR T-cells in relapsed refractory DLBCL has seen no difference in response rates in double-hit and triple-hit lymphomas for CAR T-cell therapy. So historically, patients who relapse with a double or triple-hit lymphoma have a very poor prognosis, have very low rate of being successfully salvaged with additional lines of chemotherapy or targeted agents such as they exist. That isn't true for CAR T-cells, which work just as well for relapsed double and triple-hit lymphoma as they do for any other chemotherapy relapsed DLBCL. Whether that's a population where we should be targeting up front is a good question for a clinical trial, but not answered yet. I think what we don't know is that if you give a patient with a high-risk disease like a double-hit lymphoma, R-CHOP or dose-adjusted EPOCH-R, and then once they achieve remission, maybe consolidate them with, say, a CAR T-cell product in their first remission, the same way we might consider using a stem cell transplant. But we really don't know if that's going to be effective. And in fact, it might be that in a minimal residual disease state, there isn't sufficient tumor antigen to actually activate and proliferate those CAR T cells. So these are all studies that need to be done. But right now, chemotherapy refractory or post-transplant DLBCL, and looking into the not too distant future, clinical trials looking at moving it earlier in first relapse for these patients.